the band Lucid Bloom, and I've got two members of them here now. I've got Kat and Jen. How are we doing, guys?
Yeah, so good.
Very good. Big yeah. call Friday. To call us incomprehensible before we start speaking, but, you know, it's Friday.
So. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure you're very, like, lucid and very, like, aware.
That's the plan.
I mean, it's in the name, right? But no, so tell me a little bit about, I guess, your journey, your musical journey, both of you.
Yeah, well.
Like, how did you get into music in the first place?
I guess we have, for each of us, kind of different journeys of how we got into music. Mm-hmm. I think we've always been part of different musical projects. Trina's been all over the world in all different bands and projects. And I think, so we're sisters, for context.
Yes.
But we've been doing music in our homes and singing in the car together for a long time.
Right.
But I think we've always wanted to do a musical project together, and that finally came to fruition a few years ago. A bit of a lockdown band kickoff. Mm.
That's it.
But it was a slow burn to sort of get started through all the lockdown, and now we've really just found our feet.
Is there any sibling sort of competitiveness over who gets to play what instrument? Or
well, we both
absolutely not.
Yeah, no, not at all. It was actually one of the most amazing things to realize that when we would sing together that we can't tell who's who.
Okay,
so that's
yeah.
sometimes. So Fair it's enough. Like, do you sing that bit or do I? You know, like, is that my harmony or is it your harmony? And I think that was just a really nice realization that we really do it together. And I think when you hear the music, you can't really go, oh, that's Jen and that's Trin. It sort of sounds like one person, but like 50 layers on top of each other. So
yeah, okay.
That's what we're going for.
I think we kind of found that together we're an instrument because our tones and our vocals are really similar. And we've played with that a lot. And I think one of my favorite things at live shows is people coming up to us and going, I thought I figured out who was who, and then you sang something else and I didn't, and it blew my mind. So
we like to mess with convention a little bit, so there's not like a lead and a harmony, but we just kind of dip and weave around each other and change places all the time. It's just fun.
Yeah, that's fair. So have you had you guys have been touring as well recently, or
we had a bit of a break from gigs because we just wanted to get some new material down,
right?
So we did most of our touring last year. When we launched our first EP Calamity, we did a big run of shows,
right.
Launched a few singles from there, and we just felt, kind of about September last year, we felt that we'd played all of that work and we were so happy to kind of wrap that up, but we were just itching to write again and get back into the studio. So
did you find that process particularly like taxing or not really?
Not at all. I don't know. We were all keen to start, I guess, a new phase of Lucid Bloom. We had a couple of lineup changes and we're like, oh, let's see how this works. And I don't know, our drummer, Asti, has this amazing little, like, van that she, transformed into a studio.
Okay.
And we all just sit in the back of this van. And, you know, we're quite time poor. Like, we all have a lot of stuff going on. So we might get together once a week for 2 hours, but stuff just started kind of flowing out. And we all commented on how effortless it was in a way. So yeah, it hasn't been taxing at all. It's been kind of like, is it meant to be this easy? Like, it's never really been this natural and feel good before.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think we sort of gave ourselves, I guess, initially no pressure. We really wanted to see together what we could do sitting in the back of this van. Like, no pressure, let's just see how this evolves. And we basically walked out of like every 2 hour session with the
new song.
Of a new song, which has really formed kind of this whole new body of work that we're starting to release now.
Right.
So it's just been an amazing creative process, actually.
So you're recording all these sort of home recordings, right?
Yeah, we kind of track them in the van to start with, and then we'll sort of flesh it out and develop it over time, and then we'll take it into the studio and like re-record.
Okay, yeah.
So even the initial kind of demo recordings feel really good.
Okay.
And we often try and stick to a lot of the vibe that we caught.
That's rare for a lot of bands.
Yeah. Well, we've got just some really talented people that are like good at production.
And it just seems like you're all like on the same wavelength.
Yes.
Kind of thing,
right? Yeah. That is how I would describe it.
That's what it's really felt like this time, like sitting in the van in Asti's studio, getting the first bits down. Tom, our guitarist, has his home studio getting our vocals down. Mm. And then it's just felt
sort of
so
split
natural.
It up. Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Well, how about we have a listen to one of these songs?
Would love that.
Yeah, great.
I've got Aftermath here to play. What do you reckon?
Absolutely.
That would be great. That's the first cab off the rank for the new EP. So
it's just launched
delighted.
Today.
And it's a
so
brand new
single.
You
guys are doing a first play.
Well,
yeah, premiere.
Here's a world exclusive. This is Aftermath by Lucid Bloom. And you're listening to Friday Drive. So let's have a spin and we'll be back in a moment. And that was the world premiere of a new song by Lucid Bloom called Aftermath. And so, Jan, Kat, tell us a little bit about it. So what was the sort of, I guess for want of a better description, what was the sort of a creative process behind it? Like, where did you get the inspiration for it? Why choose sort of the Echoplex sort of guitar kind of vibe?
We like dynamics in songs.
Mm.
And I think a lot of our references from when we were, you know, teenagers sort of come through 90s, you know, shoegaze, a little bit of grunge, but
sure.
We just love that dreamy, enveloping sound as well.
I think this song, this actually was like the first completed song from kind of this new phase that we were working on. And I mean, we're quite visual storytellers, I guess, in our songs. And I mean, this song is a bit personal. It's kind of at a time of sort of moving through and navigating both like personal grief and collective grief around the world. And I think a lot of the kind of
the imagery and stuff is sort of, referencing that metaphorically, I guess.
Yeah, I guess in a nutshell, like the kind of all-consuming feelings of loss and grief that a lot of people can relate to, but also very much the human connection and the kind of soft place and hands to catch you.
Yeah, no,
that
that's actually, that makes a very good point. And I guess a couple more questions before I let you guys go. I have noticed a trend with all of your album covers. They're all colored and sort of styled very similarly. Is there a reason for that?
I think we like the look of things that reference something but are still quite abstract. So you
kind of
think,
liminal.
Yeah, exactly that feeling of being neither here nor there, in between states. Yeah, the word liminal is kind of perfect, to be honest.
It kind of exists in this like superposition of like being there and not.
Yeah, like is it a landscape? Is it a dream? Is it like a disaster?
Yeah. Like those like early references we talked about feeling like being in a fever dream and kind of what's real and what's not, being in that in between. So,
Or like, you know, it signals in, like the photo for Signals in the Skies looks like, you know, from a distance, looks like somebody's photos of somebody's feet. Do you know what I mean? that's the vibe.
I've heard that one before, but I feel like we could use these as a psychological tool. Like, do
I mean,
you see
could.
A
no, you
face
could.
Face
you could. Like an ink blot. You could. But no. So aside from a gig at the Lansdowne next Friday, what else have you guys got in the works?
We've definitely got a couple of singles in the works to kind of roll out this year, but we've got another song at the moment that we're kind of working on prepping for a music video that we're really excited about.
Okay.
So that's going to come out a little bit later, but we've also got another couple of shows at Lord Gladstone in August. We're heading down to Melbourne in September and back to Oaf in October. So we've got something for each month at the moment, but we would love to see everyone at the Lansdowne. It's actually going to be the first time we're performing so much of this new material.
That's excellent. But is there are there also plans for like a full-length LP?
I reckon.
I think probably.
We've got, at the moment, we've kind of been working on, I guess, a body of work that is starting to feel complete, sort of shaping up to an EP. But we've got plans to, because we've found this really amazing rhythm together, I think we're ready to explore this body of work. It's quite thematically linked to each other. We've got about 6 tracks that we feel are really resonant together. But yeah, definitely plans to, we've enjoyed the writing process so much. I think we're already itching to get back into that mode.
Yeah, the hard thing about an LP is you have to wait so long to release something. And I think we were just
we wanted
excited
to get it
like,
out there.
Yeah.
Little nuggets of an EP is a nice little nugget that you can sort of fast track to
out there. No, that's fair. That's fair.
I think we got plenty more to come, though. Yeah. It's
well, that's excellent. Well, thank you both for coming on.
Thanks so much.
And I'm sure we'll be hearing from you guys soon. And yeah, we'll be popping a link to your Bandcamp on the website after the show, maybe.
That'd be great. And we always love when people connect with us on Insta at Lucid Blue Music as well. If anyone
of course.
Wants yeah, to let
of course.
Us know what
we'll,
they think.
We'll pop links to that as well.
Awesome.
After the show. But thank you both for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
And have a good night.